This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's start, though, with college basketball. It's been a while since we led the show with college hoops, but it is time to do that because this Kansas basketball team this year, it is not like in the moment overreaction. No, this is the worst team I've seen in my life for Kansas. And you're like, oh, poor you. That's not what I'm saying.
It definitely is, though.
I'm 34 years old. It's not even close. This is the worst Kansas basketball team I've ever seen. It's the most embarrassing Kansas basketball team that I've ever seen. Not just last night. That's what everybody's focused in on. But this has been going on for the last month plus now of Kansas basketball. For those that don't know, they got embarrassed last night in particular at BYU. It was never a contest. They fell down 8-0 early, and that was it. It was over. And they once again
never led in a game for the second time in the last 10 days.
And they will be unranked, obviously. After next week's poll comes out, they'll be unranked for just the second week since 2009. They've been in the top 25 for 310 of the last 311 polls. It just tells you how bad things have gone. They're going to end up being the worst seed in the NCAA tournament in the Bill Self era. And I think what's even worse about this team and when the frustration, it's not just like, hey, they're not a good team, duh. It's that I truly question the effort in give a you know what from a lot of the guys on the team. And remember, this is a different era of college hoops. This is not like, oh, these are student athletes and, you know, you can't be as critical because they're 18-year-old kids. Some of them are making $1 million this year. So the way we analyze college basketball and college athletics and how we discuss player performance and effort is way different than it was 10 years ago.
If you get bad effort and you're being paid $1 million, we're allowed to question it.
And I feel like not just last night, but throughout there are some players that are happy cashing the check. Cashing the check, don't really care, have no real ties to the university anyway, know that they're going to bounce in the offseason and transfer somewhere else, and they look like that. They look like a team that's not connected. And when your head coach flat out says that basically we need to get away from each other, like, hey, we just really don't get along. We're sick of each other. Quote, we need to get away from each other.
That's
I'll tell you that.
Point
blank, said the trip did not go as planned. They were hoping this trip to Utah it's going to be a bonding trip, but it didn't turn out like that. That's what I always say when I go to Utah. I think it's going to be a great bonding trip.
Dude, this is exactly like the couple's like, we're going to try to go on a vacation and get back to who we are in the Caribbean islands this weekend. Okay. Sure.
Yeah,
good luck.
It really is a team that's not likable because of the effort level. Like, I'm not saying every single player. I think there's a few guys that truly do care and want to represent the university that have been there. There's a lot of guys that have, in their mind, no reason.
KJ Adams is not one of them.
No reason to. I actually think KJ Adams actually does care about Kansas. He's been there for a long time. That's one of the few players I disagree with that, actually. But
he's played so terribly.
He's just not playing well. I don't think it's the effort level. There's certain guys where they're just not playing good basketball. There's some guys that I think are just going through the motions and don't really care because they're happy they're getting their check. They wanted to be the dude. They're not getting the year numbers that they thought they were going to have. And so they're just saying, who cares? And that's what they look like. Like a team that's not a team, and they have nobody that can create shots, and it's embarrassing. It's an absolute embarrassment right now. Frankly, to players that played there before, you saw on social media last night, Cody, Cole Aldrich and Mario Little, some of the past KU greats, out there calling out. I mean, Cole Aldridge said, put in the managers. I mean, that's how embarrassing it was. They should have put in all the walk-ons last night in the second half.
I mean, yeah. Like in the with 5 minutes to go in that game, why were there still regular players in the field at this point? I can't believe I've ever said this about a Kansas team under Bill Self. Teams in the Big 12 tournament and the NCAA tournament are praying they're on their side of the bracket. Yep. Oh, please let us get so lucky as we're the, let's call it, let's be generous at the moment and say Kansas wins it. But we're the 10 seed and our draw is 7 seeded Kansas. Or we're the 8 seed and our 9 seed is Kansas. Please, I'm begging for that opportunity. Is how teams are talking about them right now, because they're not just playing bad basketball. They have fallen apart. I still can't wrap my brain around it. I'm like, this team beat Duke at one point. Yeah,
November
year.
Was a long time ago.
And I get it, and Duke was a young team and got better, and Cooper Flagg got better, whatever, right? But like, they had enough talent on a basketball court that at one point this year, they were good enough to beat one of the 5 best teams in the country this year, and they can't even like... They can't even not get run out of the gym against BYU. They can't even like put up a fight against the team. They've quit. The team has quit. I don't know if they can find it again in the next, 10 days. Seems unlikely. But they've straight up quit on this
3
season.
Weeks. But, yeah.
But it's done. Like they've
nobody should expect anything.
Mailed it in.
Nobody should expect anything from this group. I mean, how could you at this point in time? Kansas is now 3-7 in true road games this year. At home, they've had their issues, but at home, they're 16th in offensive like efficiency. On the road, Cody, they're 208th. Like, on the road, they just truly have nothing, absolutely nothing. And so I guess if you're trying to be the most optimistic person, you would say, well, at least the tournament games are neutral site games. Doesn't matter. This team, just the effort level sucks. And we'll see ultimately how the final, 5 games go from a seeding. Because that's really, like, are they going to be as bad as an 8 or 9 seed, or are they going to still end up after all this being a 5 or 6? Remember, the worst seed ever for Bill Self coach team is 4. So they're already going to be like, they're
worse than that. No matter what, unless they win every game the rest of the way and win the entire Big 12 tournament.
Even then, Cody, I think they're like a 4 or a 5. I mean, sorry.
Yeah,
I think best case scenario is a 5 at this point. Like, that's if everything went great. And worst case scenario is they fall all the way down to like an 8 seed. This notion of like, they're not making the tournament or question, like, come on guys, they're bad and it's frustrating. The idea like that they're not making the tournament is ludicrous. That's crazy. I don't expect them to do anything in the tournament, but the idea that they're not making it is crazy.
I don't expect them to win a single game.
No, I mean, look, they've had way better teams that have lost in the first weekend anyway, or the first game before, let alone this team. So it's all matchup driven. Who knows? Basketball is very weird. When everybody will predict them to lose, they'll win a freaking game out of nowhere or something. But no, there's no reason you should have confidence in this bunch when your head coach is out there saying things like this as well.
The thing about, we need to regroup, you know, get away from each other for a day and go home and hopefully be able to, you know, a lot of times with teams, there needs to be something happen to pull everybody together that is us against the outside. And, you know, we're going to have an opportunity to do that for sure. So a lot of teams go through it. We just haven't been through it much at all in a long time. But certainly we're going to go through it this time. So all we have of each other, and we're going to have to be strong for each other and be good teammates, good leaders, and understand that, you know, if we need to look in the mirror, all of us, and what can we do to change the momentum, and then whatever we commit to doing, then do it. And tonight we were 1 foot in, 1 foot out, in how we guarded and a lot of other things right from the jump. I mean, it was crystal clear how we wanted to try to guard them, and right from the jump, we doubted it and ended up hurting ourselves right there early.
So that was Self in Utah, Provo, Utah, last night after the blowout loss to BYU.
It was a long flight.
I mean, a lot of this, of course, is on him. I mean, the team you assembled clearly were the wrong pieces. Like, you got to have the right puzzle pieces. They don't have that. It's not like they didn't get the top guys. Like, that's where I'll push back on this notion of like, yeah, is NIL a cause of this? To a certain degree, yes. The idea though that like everybody has the same amount of money and now they can't get the good players, that I call BS. Like, that's the easy thing, and I get it. Like, just like when the Chiefs lost, people want to pounce on the team that's been running the show for, in this case, 25 years locally. But when you think about their issues, it's not because they haven't got the top guys. They're still getting the top guys.
So they're the wrong guys.
So it's like,
you don't need to get the top guys. Yeah. Doesn't actually.
Exactly.
Just by you going and getting Hunter Dickinson or AJ Storr or Zeke Mayo.
But it's not like you can say like, oh, now that there's NIL, they're not getting the top guys. They're getting the top guys. They're getting the wrong guys, And Bill Self is better at developing guys through his program. And that's not where college basketball is at in 2025. I still wonder though, it's not how teams are operating in 2025. So maybe this is just not possible. If you have a coach that is good at developing players the way he is, that's been what he's done. And you clearly are struggling with finding even if you get the top guy in the portal, how that plugs in and you coaching them up. That struggles. One, you haven't adapted. You got to adapt to the player that is today's present day college athlete, which is the guy that's getting $500,000. So, you know, the effort level, your motivational tactics don't work the same way. So can you not, you have the resources at Kansas to retain talent. Can you not take the longer term approach to a certain extent and try to go back to developing the high school guy? And I know that's not what everybody's doing, but if in other programs you're worried you develop a player, well, he's going to transfer because he's going to get a ton of money somewhere else. You have the resources to retain that talent at Kansas. Why not go back to that approach if I'm Self? Because this is not working.
So he's had pretty much, I think that this season is kind of a culmination of what ends up being three straight years of not having a good off season, right? They don't call it that in basketball, but a bad off season, right? Where, go through the list. Go through all the people he's brought in. I don't care if you want to bring up Timberlake from last year or Rylan Griffin or AJ Storr, the guys you mentioned. And in previous teams, I think part of what happened in this year is like he thought that they could just return the two starts, DeJuan Harris and KJ Adams, and be like, you know what? If we just build a team around those two guys, be him back, that'll work. That's a system that works. I feel like,
Hunter Dickinson too.
Yeah, and it blew up in his face. The fact that you could just be like, what if we just changed all the pieces around those three guys? They're not the problem. Clearly, they're part of the problem. Well, and the team building around that has been kind of a mess. I can't think of the last time, somebody had asked me, when's the last time you knew for sure, let's say March 1st or February 19th, today's date, that Missouri definitively had a better team than Kansas? I mean, like, there's not even a question. No one's coming on this show and making the argument for can't, like, as in, like, for there's sure. No debate. Probably since those, like, when they were, like, both top five teams or whatever. And even then, there was an argument for which team was better. I can't think of the last time it's been this lopsided in that rivalry.
Well, this is something I think that, you know, Bill Self over the course of the NIL stuff is kind of learning how to go about stuff where
he might just quit because of this.
I actually thought about that this morning, and not that he would do it, but I thought that could be something he does. But I think to the extent of what you guys are talking about, just getting the best players and just putting them together, it's very, very, very difficult for that to actually happen and for it to work out in a positive way where, hey, maybe you don't go get AJ Storr. Maybe you don't go and get the best player in the portal. But you, like Zeke Mayo has been the best, obviously, the best portal addition that they had. Get a guy from a smaller school who you feel like you might be able to develop, has some local ties. If you're a good coach at developing those players, I think those coaches are better off in a way going and finding, hey, this guy was really good at Colgate. He's effective. He can provide something to our team that has an identity. He doesn't have an ego. I can coach him up. And all of a sudden, he turns him into a really good player where he's not giving you 15 or 20, but he gives you a solid 10, which they only have two players that are averaging over 10 points a game or 10 plus points at the moment. That would give you something. If you're a good developmental coach, then find somebody that's in a mid-major that you can develop, and he's not going to have the ego of a guy that you have to pay $1.2 million or however the hell much AJ Storr got paid.
Go back to leaning heavily on high school again is, I think, what you have to. And I know that's not where college basketball.
It doesn't have to just be high school.
No, I'm not saying all five have to be high school guys, but I think you have to go heavier in that. What you said about Zeke Mayo, I think, goes back to the original start of this conversation. Then we'll move on and get back to this a little bit later. But is Zeke Mayo, not only did he go to a smaller school, Drew, but he had ties to Kansas and Lawrence. He cares. Like, and it's it does matter. Like, I know, like, oh, no, it matters. Like, do you actually care to rep the team you are playing for and the school you're playing for? Having some pride. It's like all like cliche stuff, but this team has shown why that matters. And there's a lot of guys on that team that don't look like they give a rip.
No, they look like they do not. They just want the season to be over. And I guess that probably goes back to, like, when I asked the question about how do they beat a team like Duke? Well, I thought two-thirds of the team probably then cared to try. And I just like...
It was early in the season.
How did Bill lose a whole team, though? Like, the amount of effort they gave after getting down 8-0 last night. I mean, miserable. This isn't just about like you got outplayed. They last night were not trying anymore. They stopped making an effort in that basketball game.
It could be anything from minutes, Cody, to whatever it is. Because, and I think, too, not to say that AJ Storr was a bad guy to get in the transfer, but that Kansas is his third team in college. It's not like he's been around the block. He was at St. John's, and he went to Wisconsin. Now he's at Kansas.
He's going to be somewhere. He's about to be 4-for-4.
Those players who bounce around, maybe you just straight up avoid them no matter how good they looked the previous season.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.